In our readings this weekend in Sirach and in the gospel, it talks about anger. Anger and forgiveness. You know, but the main thing that stood out to me in the first reading was the first line. The first line that says, wrath and anger are hateful things, but us sinners, we tend to hug them close. And isn't that true? Wrath and anger are hateful things, and we know it. But we tend to hold on to them. We tend to hold on to our anger and resentments in our lives. It happens to all of us in different ways. Family members, a family feud that lasts years, holding on to that resentment, something, an event that happened so long ago. Maybe someone cuts you off or wrongs you in some way that they don't know. And you go home and you hold on to that resentment, that anger. It happens not only individually, but in a national way, a global way, generationally. Think about the feuds of certain nationalities, like the Irish and the English, like maybe the Koreans and the Japan. You know, there's different ones where generationally it's passed down, this resentment, this anger. But why? Why do we hold on to that? Well, first, what is anger? What is anger? You know, St. Thomas Aquinas says that anger is a passion for revenge that outdoes the will of the person. A passion for the revenge. You know, there is a healthy anger, an anger for justice, making things right. You can see that in Martin Luther King fighting for justice, or even Jesus flipping the tables in the temple. So there is a certain anger that is justified. But there's an anger when it's no longer for justice, justified, make things right, but it's a passion for revenge, a destruction, a separating. One clear image of that for me in our lives today has been, you know, a peaceful protest is a justified anger. But loitering and destroying property has gone past trying to reconcile things. That's kind of an image I had of our times today. But if we all sometimes hold on to anger and resentment as sinners, then what is the cure? The cure is what we hear in the gospel today. Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive? Should I forgive 7 times? He says, no, 77 times or 70 times 7 means every single time you forgive. Not just many times, but every time. Because we're not saved on our own. We're saved together. I think it was last week or a few weeks ago where it talks about how Jesus says that what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And in the scriptures today, it shows, it connects our forgiveness from God with how we forgive others in our lives. Are you holding on to any anger and resentment in your life? Actually, at this moment, I want you to think, and I know you can all do it because I can think of some for myself. Where is a relationship that maybe you're holding on to resentment or anger in your life right now? And what can you do with it? It is difficult. It is difficult to get rid of. But Christ is calling us to something greater. And it's through our relationship with God that we have the grace to do it. But it's only if we're willing to come to Him. Our greatest example of forgiveness is the cross. When Jesus is on the cross, He says, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." But it's only if we're willing to forgive that we're able to receive the forgiveness of God. So how do we do that? Well, we bring it to the Lord in the sacrifice of the Mass. If we know it's toxic for us, why not sacrifice it? You know, burn off that dead wood. And it's through the Mass, it's actually after this part of the homily, where we prepare the altar, we bring the gifts forward. And that's the time to bring your sacrifice, what you're willing to sacrifice. It's no coincidence that the Eucharist itself is a food. Because it's through our very own sacrifice that we join with Jesus' sacrifice. And then we consume His body and blood as food, spiritual food, to nurture and sustain us so that we can have the courage when we leave here to live in that way, to actually do the action of forgiveness. And that's what we do. We come here with our sins, we ask for forgiveness, but then we ask for the strength and the grace from God, especially through the Eucharist, so that when we leave, we don't leave on our own, but we leave with the grace and the forgiveness of God in our hearts, so that we can loosen the bonds of others, so that we can participate in the forgiveness of God that we've received ourselves. But it's only if we're willing to burn off that dead wood, to bring our sacrifices to the altar. So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, let us ask Him for the strength and the courage to let go of whatever anger and resentments we're holding on to that we know we need to let go of. To give it over to the Lord so that receiving Him in our lives, we can start to love others as He has loved us. Amen.